Welcome to the Patriot Barbie podcast. I'm your host, Lindsey Graham. Before we get started, I want to thank the people and the companies that keep my show going. This podcast is powered by Freedom Square, your favorite news providers, podcasts, businesses, and resources all in one place. This is the parallel economy for Americans who value their free speech and constitutional rights. Freedom lives here. Sign up your business and shop freely at www.patriotbarbie.com/patriot-partners. Century H2O, water systems for your home that provide clean, toxic-free, high pH drinking water for your family, removes fluoride and all pharmaceuticals. Water that is not only clean, but healthy. Water that saves lives. Grab one for under $300 and install it in your home in less than 15 minutes. Go to patriotbarbie.com/patriot-partners. Of course, I'm a MyPillow ambassador. I live and breathe the support of my favorite patriots and spend my money with those who value my freedom. Pillows, sheets, robes, slippers, blankets, you name it. Buy it all at MyPillow.com/PatriotBarbie. Use my promo code PatriotBarbie for up to 66% off. Groupie. It's like Instagram and Eventbrite had a baby. Influencers and big companies can promote and blast their events on social media platforms that encourage people to post, engage, and promote your event all over the country. Fans and followers will always know where their favorite figures are, and ticket sales get promoted on a whole new level. Get the app. It's called Groupie, G-R-O-U-P-I. And last but not least, the IRS has allocated $100 billion for ERTC business owners who had two or more employees in 2020 and 2021. You can now claim up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. You use your money however you want. The credit comes as a treasury check that you do not have to pay back. Let My Patriotic Tax Company apply your business and maximize your return. Apply at patriotbarbie.com/patriot-partners and click Get My Tax Credit. Welcome to the Patriot Barbie podcast. I'm your host, Lindsey Graham, author and conservative activist. I love Jesus. I love America. I'm a proud wife, mom of three, and I'm having bold and witty conversations with America's patriots, the ones that cancel culture desperately want to blacklist. Trust me, I've been there. In 2020, I defied government lockdowns in Oregon, reopened my salon, and became an icon of freedom. I've been targeted by government and raging liberals every day since, and I refuse to back down. Patriots, I'm here to tell you, your values are worth fighting for. The Patriot Barbie podcast starts now. Welcome to the Patriot Barbie podcast. In the spirit of last week's episode, we are sticking with the mama bear movement. It is awesome. Who doesn't want to listen to a fiery mom say all the things that she needs to say to speak for her kids? Who doesn't advocate for children? This is something we can all get on board with. My guest today is Carrie Prejean Bowler. She is the mom that you have been seeing everywhere fighting for her kids. She's the leader of the Mama Bear movement right now, in my opinion. She has been seen scolding school board members, rightfully so. She is Miss California 2009, who is known for speaking up boldly and standing for marriage between a man and a woman. Check out this clip real quick. That's her, ladies and gentlemen. 2009, she decided to make a stand, and she hasn't shut up since. Thank God for that. Carrie is now one of the main women speaking out against the Balenciaga scandal, if you want to call it a scandal. It's pretty much the most anti-child movement we've ever seen. She's here. She's going to say all the things that she says unapologetically. And I am so excited to have on the show today, Carrie Prejean Bowler. Welcome.
Quite the introduction. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be on your podcast.
Thank you. I felt it before the camera started. I was like, man, this girl is so, you are so fired up. I'm like, I have to bring the energy. Should I go take a shot? No, I'm good. But like, I watched your clip today. Was it, it was on one of the news, but it was Tucker Carlson. And I think, was it Tucker? Were you on Tucker?
I've been on a couple. My friend Britt was on Tucker. She was on a couple weeks back about the drag show.
Okay. You were on one of the news outlets talking about the Balenciaga scandal.
Oh, yes.
And you remind me so much of me because you get on a rant and you're like, go, go, go. And the news person's kind of like waiting for the right time to interject. But you're like, there's so much to say and no one is saying it. But it's like, I made the same comparison. It's almost maddening. And sometimes when I talk, I think that my job in life is so stupid because what I say is so, I like, know. Duh.
Yeah.
But when you compared it to George Floyd, I'm like, thank you. If you didn't put a black square up, you became a racist. Mm-hmm. How about you didn't put a cancel Balenciaga square up, so now you're a pedophile?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
You're exactly
so
right.
have you done the deep dive into Balenciaga? Because I haven't.
Have not. Yes.
I've watched all of the mama bears do the deep dives. And I'm this person that is afraid that I'm going to dive and find out the wrong information and then spread the wrong information. So I let other people do it.
That's so funny to say that, because it's like you dive so deep and go down so far that you're like, this can't possibly be true. So you start to question yourself and you're like, no, this is actually true. So
yeah,
it's so sad. That's the way I see it. It's heartbreaking.
What's the most horrifying thing about Balenciaga that you've discovered?
I think the most horrifying thing, honestly, it's really simple. It's seeing the photos and seeing how arrogant they were about the photo shoot. It was very purposeful. They knew exactly what they were doing. And then there's no repercussions. That's the most horrifying thing about the whole thing. Honestly, it's not even the rabbit hole stuff, digging deep into the, pedophilia and all that, which is horrible. The most horrific thing you can ever imagine. But it's the blatant arrogance of Balenciaga. We're going to do this. We're going to shove it in your face. And then nobody's going to be fired. Nothing's going to happen. No apologies. No, hey, we're going to, donate to this organization to fight child trafficking, stuff like that. So that is the most disturbing part of it all, is that they did it so arrogantly and so out in the open and nothing.
Yeah.
Crickets.
The idea that their first statement was oh my gosh, we're suing the ad company because they put this ad out. I'm hold on. You guys are one of the biggest fashion brands in the industry. You're telling me you don't have 40 people that sit on a board that approve every single teeny tiny little item in every ad? You're kidding.
They're lying.
That you think we're stupid enough to fall for that.
They know that
you didn't approve your own ads.
They know we're stupid enough to fall for that. That's the most frustrating part. It's what celebrities have come forward with their little black square to virtue signal that they're not pedophiles? None. Zero. Zero.
Oh, weird.
It's so demonic. It's so if we can't all agree, red or blue, left, right, whatever you are, if we can't all agree to stay the hell away from our kids, then we have no moral ground. We are so far gone as a country. We should all be rallying together in agreement and alignment with this and say, hey, stay away from our kids, period. End of story. Everybody should be outraged about this. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's been these protests outside of Nordstrom and stuff, but Nordstrom hasn't pulled Balenciaga, have they?
No.
No stores have come forward and said, it's crazy. It's Brittany Aldean took a picture throwing her stuff out. It's yay. On an individual basis, there are influencers and celebrities that will stand up for this and say this, but it doesn't make a difference. You already bought Balenciaga. So I get it. Throwing it away makes a great statement. You're never going to buy it again. But what we really need are these stores to say, we're not going to carry your brand anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I always say when people say to me, gee, you're so outspoken. Why do I pick and choose the battles that I want to fight. And I feel like I said, everybody should be fighting this battle. We should all be fighting this and calling Nordstrom, calling Neiman Marcus, calling these stores that carry these brands, because we as consumers, we do have a voice. They listen to us. I was on the phone with the VP of Nordstrom in Southern California just a couple days ago. And she's like, we are hearing from you. And I'm thinking, okay, thanks. But what are you going to do about it? So I feel it's going to take more than just you, me, Aldine. It's going to take numbers. And I'm very hopeful. I am seeing the pushback. I am. I really, really am. Good. I know the Balenciaga stores are completely empty. Yes. So that gives me hope. And I know the pushback is real. I really do. So we have to just keep this. We can't let what happened, 4 years ago when we all said we were going to cancel Nordstrom and then we went back to shopping there again. We have to stay the course. There's so many other businesses we can support. Let them pay with their wallet. they will not see, especially during Christmas. I'm like, bad time to do this, you guys. Horrible time, Christmas time.
Yep.
So let them suffer. Let them see that we are upset. You know, I returned some things the other day at Nordstrom. I said, I'm sorry, I can't shop here. I just can't.
Actually, Nordstrom has, don't they have like the greatest return policy in like the world? Couldn't you go into your closet and find every single thing you'd ever bought at Nordstrom and be like, I want to return it? They'd have to pay back millions of dollars to people.
I mean,
that's Nordstrom, what we should be doing.
Yeah, you're right. Nordstrom used to be like the epitome of customer service. So why are they not listening to us? And I am going to tell everybody who's listening, keep sending the emails, keep fighting this. You guys, we have to, like, we cannot let down on this. We have to keep fighting. Yep. And I think justice will prevail. I think that they will drop them. I really do.
I think so too. I've never seen anything piss off quite so many women. Mm-hmm. You'd think there'd be plenty, right? Like the redefining of women literally today in the Cambridge Dictionary. But specifically this, and I think you're right. I think it's because there was nothing subtle about it. It was so, I almost can't even say it, but like the thing that really struck me was someone pointing out that the bear's eyes were blue and purple. And do you know what that signifies? Allegedly. Okay. This is disgusting for me to even say. So the bear's eyes are blue and purple and whatever, to me, that's a coincidence. But this woman had shared that that is what happens when a person, a child, is sodomized so badly, the vessels in their face break and their eyes become blue and purple, like as if you took a sledgehammer to their eyes. And then she showed pictures of children that were hospitalized for being sodomized so grotesquely that their eyes were literally blue and purple like the bear. And to me, like, that's what caused me to lose it. It's like, yeah, you know, you put a kid in a photo shoot with these sex toys, that's appalling, that's disgusting, and it's vile. Now it's amplified to the nth degree when that bear actually represents a sodomized child. That's how disgusting and vile we're talking.
Yeah, it's evil. It's evil at its core. And it should make everybody sick to their stomachs to where they have to do something about it. I'm so tired of these people. I'm sure you get it all the time. Hey, keep fighting the good fight. Hey, keep doing what you're doing. Keep being that loud voice while I sit back and do nothing. It's like, well, what are you going to do about it? You know, I'm so tired of that. And I've been standing for going on 13 years. You know, I was one of the first to be so-called canceled. And I used to get so frustrated when I'd be walking in New York City and hear, you know, people come up to me, hey, keep doing what you're doing. I love what you said. I'm like, no.
Say it a little louder.
Say it louder. It's time we get loud. Like, that's my whole thing. It's like, get loud, stay loud. Don't back down. Don't hide behind me. Don't hide behind you. We need to all lock arms and rally together and stand up for our kids.
Yep. They say courage is contagious. And when I hear you say people going, hey, thanks for what you're doing, it's like, why are you whispering it? I'm doing it loud and proud.
Yeah.
But you're trying to tell me that you're proud of me, but you're whispering it still.
Yeah.
You're not even proud to say that you're proud of me.
Yeah.
I wear my MAGA hat everywhere. Yeah. And I'll have a grown man wink at me when I walk past him in the airport and go, like your hat. I'm like, oh yeah, make sure nobody knows that, you know, you're 60 years old and you can kick their butt, but that they don't know that you like my hat.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. I'm over it.
It's insane.
I'm totally over it. And I am making that loud and clear. If you want to whisper, you have a problem.
You're not doing much.
Stop whispering.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm over that. I'm over that. You get loud. You get, you know, take the shots like we do. I mean, you take hits all the time. I take hits. It's like, you know what? That's what it's going to take to save our country. It's going to take good people, good Americans to stand up and say no more. It's that simple. You know, what kind of country do you want to leave your kids?
Right. And if you're going to whisper, you don't get any kudos. You don't get a Scooby snack for whispering because that didn't help much. But what these people don't understand, and if someone is listening and is even thinking about getting loud, is that, and I bet you would say the same thing, that you do not regret it, that you would never take it back, that saying what was the truth, what was your convicted truth in that moment, no matter what it costs you, will always feel better every single day, the rest of your life, than wondering, did I sell out? Did I say what was popular and everybody loves me? I would rather be hated by these people. Mm-hmm. And then for 1 second, feel like everyone likes me because I'm saying what everyone wants to hear.
Yeah. And that was at a time when I didn't even know what political correctness was. No. So
you were the first.
I was just a young 21-year-old at a beauty contest speaking truth. Like, I didn't think anything of it.
No offense to anyone out there. Yeah. This is what I believe.
Like, marriage between a man and a woman, that's normal. That's what it should be. Sorry if you're offended by that. But look where we are now. Kids are now identifying as animals, because where do you draw the line? If love is love, why can't I marry my dog?
Right.
If that's your basis.
If love is love, why can't I marry my own father? Yeah. Love is love. Like, they've deleted.
Yeah. If love is love, if I love a woman and a man, why can't I marry both?
Yep. They don't realize, because I've said this before, maybe let's say a year ago, right? And it hasn't been that long. It's only been a year. Don't be ridiculous. And it's like, what do you mean don't be ridiculous? You've literally set this boundary. Yeah. I'm just waiting for the first person to come out with it and then go, excuse me, love is love, right? Yeah. Okay. So
you're exactly right. Yeah. I'm refusing to live by lies. And I loved your video of pretending to be that cat, because that really painted the picture of how crazy we've come as a society. Like you said in the video, none of you believe that I'm a cat.
Right.
Because you're not stupid. Like, words matter, definitions matter. Just because they want to redefine what a woman is. I mean, how insulting is that to us as women to just redefine us? I mean, where are the feminists? Completely silent. They're fake and phony and not real feminists. And now it's up to the conservative women to speak out against this. It's just,
that's right.
It drives me absolutely.
The one good thing that we will always have now is we're always going to have a platform. Yeah. We're not going to be bored. They're so crazy. The craziness doesn't stop. That the minute I decided to be a voice for conservatives, I secured a lifetime of content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Like, that overweight boy won a beauty contest.
No, that was the worst. And that was the worst.
Did you see the girls? They're like, I'm like, what is wrong with you? You're not happy.
I blasted those girls. I don't know if you saw that video, but I blasted them. And I'm like, you're standing up on stage, setting women back hundreds and hundreds of years, because you're sitting there clapping, pretending that you're okay with this. I don't think you are.
No.
I don't think they are. No. I think they're too weak and pathetic to speak up for themselves because they want to be inclusive.
Yeah.
But they should have never been on that stage, because they should have said, in the name of all of humanity, and specifically women, I'm not competing in a women's pageant against a man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're exactly right. And I was outraged about that too, because that, seeing those young girls do that, like clapping and acting all happy, I'm thinking, what kind of girls are we raising? Are we raising patriots like yourself? Like, warrior women who are going to stand for truth and fight for what's right? No, we're raising a bunch of pansies who are going to cater to this overweight man winning a beauty contest. It's like insane.
When I think of, okay, they're trying to be inclusive, and mind you, not in any way am I relating to that. I don't think that there's any reason to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. I try to think, they're trying to be sympathetic, but then I go, you know, that's not actually a girl. You're like coddling a grown man. Mm-hmm. At what point in society did we decide that grown, fat, overweight, hairy men needed to be coddled by women?
Well, you know the message it sends? It sends that an overweight, gross man is a better woman than a beautiful young woman. It's like disgusting. And every woman should be completely outraged about it. But what is everybody doing? Oh, we're just glad that kids are back in school and, you know, no more masks. They've completely checked out, and now is not the time to check out, because we're seeing women completely erased. And like you said, hundreds of years of women who have gone before us and fought for our rights are now, we're going to be completely erased. Look at what just happened. Redefining a woman.
Yeah, redefining a woman. So today, Cambridge Dictionary, you saw it, I assume, changed the definition of woman to say an adult a female who an adult who identifies as female, who may or may not have been born a male, sexual, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the same left that doesn't want us to like propagate the idea of a female, right? That mm-hmm. that they look like, I'm going to say it, you or I, long mm-hmm. hair, you know, little nose, full lips, makeup, hair, does herself up, looks like a mm-hmm. woman, makes herself mm-hmm. look like the stereotypical female woman. Mm-hmm. They hate that, right? Oh, well, we can have short hair and we can play sports mm-hmm. and we can do this. And that's the whole feminist movement. So then what happens when you take men who say, well, now I identify as a woman. And what does that mean? That means you put lipstick on, you grow your hair out, you shave your legs, you wear a dress, you do all of the things that the left previously is saying, that doesn't make you a woman. Like, wait, then just look, get on stage at the beauty pageant, fat, hairy, makeupless, and bald in sweats and a t-shirt like a dude, and say, I'm a woman, because this isn't what a woman's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It makes you absolutely crazy. And that's what the left wants. The left wants to make us crazy, and we're not going to let it happen.
No,
we're not.
There's no way.
Do you know, the new thing is now furries.
Yeah.
Furries now. So that's the new thing is kids are now, because they're told, oh, be what you want, be who you are. Now they are literally going to school and they have kitty litter boxes to feel safe in. That's what they identify as. So it's like, where do you draw the line? Where in the hell do you draw the line?
They successfully stopped there from being a line. I mean, it's really discouraging sounding, but there is no line now.
Yeah.
Like, we passed it. They redefined things. They used the word inclusivity to be all powerful mm-hmm. to the point where there is no more line. Like, okay, are these kids really dropping trow and like squatting on this litter box? I mean, are they just being ridiculous and demanding litter boxes because it's inclusive? Or are they actually think about it. Because isn't that indecent exposure?
Oh, do you know that there is no more dress codes at school? Because kids need to be able to express themselves. So now girls are going to school wearing literally a bra, nothing but a bra, and the teachers are not allowed to say anything about it.
Is this in California or is this like everywhere?
Yes, it's here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. How old are your kids?
There's a girl in high school that just wore a bra to class, and her teacher couldn't say anything because otherwise he would be looked at as, you know, trying to tell a young woman what to do with her body.
Not how uninclusive of you.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
So I have an 11-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son.
An 11-year-old daughter, 9-year-old son. And are they now in private school or are they still?
They are homeschooled. Hallelujah. Yeah. Best thing we ever did. Homeschool / private school, kind of like a co-op type thing.
Okay.
Pretty much majority of
When you went nutso in a good way mm-hmm. on the school board and he started crying, did he really cry? First of all, let me show the clip really quick and then I want to talk about it.
Okay.
Did he actually start crying?
So I edited that video, but those tears were real. But let me tell you why. You're not going to believe this. So two leftists in the audience decided to put their two young children up on the microphone at the board meeting with over 100 people there. And the children got up and they literally were crying, saying that they believe that children should be at drag shows.
Oh, poor little things.
And the board member was shedding tears because he agrees.
Stop it. No way.
Yes. Yes. The kids were like, I think every child should be at a drag show. I think it's so great that they should be able to experience it. I'm like, that is child abuse.
It's insane.
A parent would be arrested right now, but that's not the case. We're getting.
And that is why he was crying, because he sympathized with the poor little kids that didn't get to watch men dressed as women gyrate half naked.
Half naked, yeah.
Meanwhile, Balenciaga, shed no tears.
No tears, no apologies. Kim Kardashian gave some lame, you know, oh, I'm going to reevaluate how much money I'm going to lose.
Kim Kardashian. I hope I hope she's ruined. That was a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Well, the thing about Kim, I don't even like talking about her because like her 15 minutes is so up. But here's my thing about Kim Kardashian. I believe, this is my opinion, that she has ruined an entire generation of young women. I really believe that.
Yes.
She's lied to them. She's sold sex to them. She's sold her body. She's literally sexualized our girls. She has.
Yes.
So why are we not surprised that now she's backing a company who is sexualizing kids?
Right. She's let's be real. She is getting paid a lot of money by Balenciaga and getting free product and all the things to live a fabulous lifestyle. But she is also profiting off of the sexualization of those girls, because when they start buying her Kim K lip gloss at 11 instead of 14, she just got $3 million more dollars per year. When they start buying it at 8 instead of 11, she just got 4 more years of millions of dollars. So, I mean, she's not going to cancel Balenciaga because it's going to cost her some Balenciaga. It's going to cost her entire empire to speak out against the sexualization of girls.
Yeah, and I hope that that entire empire collapses. I really do, because it's about time. It's about time. I mean, all these young women idolize her, look up to her, and she's giving them such a false reality of what's real, what bodies should look like. I mean, all the plastic surgery and everything that she's done. I mean, little girls look up to her and her sisters. And what message is she sending? Go get, you know, fake everything and you'll be happy. And then marry a bunch of men, have kids with a bunch of men, and then you'll be really happy.
Right.
It's like
we've lost an entire generation of girls who look up to women like you and say, look, of course she's pretty and thin and attractive, and there is nothing wrong with being a pretty thin and attractive and taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. But your identity is not in your entire body. In fact, when you stepped on stage in 2009, your entire identity was in your morals and values. And you gave up the ever so luxurious crown of Miss America to be a person with value and consciousness and morality. Mm-hmm. And little girls' parents are failing too. Moms need to be teaching their girls, these are the kind of women you need to be looking up to. Sure, I get lip injections. Sure, I get Botox. Sure, I do some of that stuff. But my daughter doesn't know that. She's six. Mm-hmm. And when it comes time to have the conversation, I'm going to remind her that it is way more important that God knows who I am and that I speak truth and I stand for something other than that when it comes down to it. I haven't sold my soul for, you know, a butt lift or whatever it is. And so I think moms need to realize, hey, get off your phone, stop watching your soap operas. Happy hour with your girlfriends is fun. But most importantly, who is your daughter looking up to? Is it Britney Spears? Is it Kim Kardashian? Like,
so
really?
Powerful.
Yeah.
And I thank you for saying that, because that is my biggest passion right now, is these young girls. I drive my kids to school 30 minutes. It's out of my way, but I do it because I know that I can't send them to public school, number one. And number two, I care about the type of kid that they're going to be, the type of kid that they're going to become, and the type of adult they're going to become. And we drive by and we pass the public schools, and I just look at these, and I don't want to generalize, but I look at these young girls and I'm just like, wow, they don't know what beauty is. It makes me so sad. I'm like, they don't know what beauty is. They don't know how to dress. They don't know how to present themselves. They don't know what opinions they have. They don't know what they believe. They just go with the flow. They're wearing their pajamas. They don't have a stitch of makeup on. Whatever happened to being a good role model like yourself? I think I'm a role model for these young girls, and saying, hey, you can have it all. You can be beautiful and love beautiful things, but don't let that own you. Don't let that take over who you are. Like you said, your identity. You know,
right.
And
on the flip side, when you're saying that they're going to school in pajamas, I'm thinking you have no interest in presenting yourself as anything other than a slob. I mean, is that attractive to you? Do you look in the mirror and go, I strive to be, you know, overweight and unattractive to my future mate?
They do not care. They don't have any pride. They have no pride. Why? Because they are completely catered to. I want to know how these young girls and young men are going to grow up to actually get a job one day. How are they going to interview with an employer and be able to present themselves and be able to communicate? They're on their phones all day. They're like this all day.
I know.
I'm like, so we have to take our kids back. That's where I'm at. Like we have to, and it's not just enough for me to take my own kids back. I want to take the entire generation of kids back, but it's going to take you, me, it's going to take tons of other mama bears and mothers and fathers to say, absolutely not. We're not going to let the world raise them.
I think the last time we talked on Instagram, were you trying to put together a coalition or a nonprofit or a movement?
Yeah, I've wanted to for the last like 4 years now. I've wanted to put together a real women's movement of beautiful women who are intelligent, who have, you know, a beautiful heart, who want to express themselves in a good way, who want to stand up for women. That's including all women in women's sports. I mean, we are literally allowing men to eliminate women in real time.
Yeah.
And what are the women doing? Absolutely nothing about it. So I want to, I want to rally Democrat, Republican, whatever you are. I want to get a real women's movement going and say, we need to take back womanhood and redefine what it is to be a real woman, because they're going to start, look what they already did. They're already redefining what it means to be a woman. Mm-hmm. What, just because you feel like a woman, you're going to be, that's so insulting.
It's so weird. It's so weird. So what are we then? So what are we, what am I? If I'm a woman, but also that guy over there with a wiener who says he's a woman is now just a woman. What differentiates us? And now how do you, it's almost like we have to make up a new word now, because if woman doesn't mean, you know, uterus, fallopian tubes, like XY chromosome or whatever, whichever one it is. Now you've taken woman and made it a new definition, and it includes men. So now there is still a difference between me and him. There, it's pretty clear to me, but let's say it's not clear and you got to dig deeper into biology. Mm. Now there's a word for that because we are different. So now we have to create a new word for woman, because
I really have
a different definition than him.
Yeah. I feel like we're over that. We are not going to start redefining terms. We are going to take our womanhood back. First of all, our grandmothers and great grandmothers and great great grandmothers did not fight for our rights so that we can just redefine what we are. No, we are taking it back. It's ours. It's not theirs to redefine. And I think women need to start rising up, whether it means going in the streets and marching in Washington, D.C., whatever that takes. We need to do it, because I have a daughter. Do you have a daughter?
I do.
Yeah, you have a daughter. So what kind of, you know, country are we going to leave our daughters? And one day they're going to ask, you know, what did you do? And you've done a lot. I feel like I've done a lot, but we need more than just us. We need an entire generation of women and the future generations to rise up and be bold and courageous and say, no, no more. You know, I wish those girls at that pageant would have said, absolutely not. That crown is mine. It's not his.
We need resources. We need to find out where these pageants, where these sporting events are happening, and where these men are going in under the guise of inclusivity and claiming to be a woman and competing. And we need to show up. That's going to take some funding, but I'm telling you right now, I would fly across the country to show up to a pageant, to empower the girls on the stage. Get down. Don't compete. I know this is your dream. Don't do it until he is eliminated.
It's so
Wouldn't
sad.
That be amazing?
And where were their parents? Where were those young girls' mothers?
Thank you.
Shame on them. We need to start raising
them. And the men. I think about what my husband would do if my daughter was up on stage competing and there was a little boy up there. He'd be like, yeah, no, get that little SHIT off. My daughter's not competing against a boy.
Yeah.
Where are like these, like how is it that one whole pageant could have an entire generation of weak parents who are like, whatever, you just want to be inclusive.
Yeah, I know. But I do feel like there's a shift happening. I've been waiting for 12 years for it to happen, but I do feel like there is a shift. I do. And we're at that tipping point where it's like, are we going to really go back 100 years or are we going to press on? And I feel like I'm hopeful. I feel like there are parents who are very fed up and there's a lot of things that they're upset about. The drag shows in schools, you know, seeing women being erased. I mean, every woman that has a daughter does not want some boy taking her scholarship. Mm-mm. So when it affects them, they think, oh, it doesn't affect me. Oh, it does affect you when a boy takes your daughter's soccer scholarship because he identifies as a girl.
Let me tell you this too. This is a point I like to make. I don't know if too many people are making it. It also affects our sons. So it's like you don't even have to just have a daughter to understand that when boys dress as females and pretend to be females, it affects our sons because in 16 years, my son is going to start dating. And if all of the people around a certain little boy rallied around little Frankie and said, oh, you're Francis now and you're a girl. And Francis has now been raised in an entire community as a girl. And my son wants to take Francis out on a date. My son, who is heterosexual, ends up on a date making out with a biological male. That's going to damage him the rest of his life because everyone coddled to Frank and made him believe he is a girl and he can live his life like a girl. And there's no need to tell anyone that you're a biological male until it's absolutely necessary. That's even sugarcoating it. What if Francis becomes a very, very non-distinguishable male? What if he looks so much like a girl because of all the hormones and the surgeries and all that? And my son falls in love with this quote girl only to find that right before they get married, Francis says, I have to tell you something. I was born a biological male. Well, for the boy that isn't gay, that is vomit worthy. That is unacceptable. That is, I am not gay. And if you are a male, I do not want to marry you. You've ruined people's lives. Mm-hmm. What happens in 20 years when all of these boys that we're raising grow up and they go on dates with what they think are women and they are not women?
Yeah. We went from, oh, believe all women to not being able to define what a woman is. Like,
oh my gosh.
A matter of 4 years.
Yeah.
Believe all women, but we can't tell you what a woman is.
Yeah.
So yeah. And it's funny you say that because I feel like I've been talking to a lot of the people in the gay community and Gays Against Groomers is huge, coming out against all these drag shows. And I love what they're doing. I really do.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is the trans community has totally hijacked the gay community.
Yep.
And the trans movement is now the new feminist movement. It's now the new, you know, gay movement. They've hijacked these other movements and now they're just running with it. And, and yeah, it's really scary what's going to happen. And if you know, the whole trans, you know, telling five-year-olds in a kindergarten class, why do they need to explain what a trans is? Why do they need to have a trans flag in the classroom? Why not just have a flag that says, be nice to everybody?
Right.
Why does it need to be, you know, why do you need to discuss that with 5 and 6 year olds? So
when
when
you say that the tides are turning, I think I know that you're right because I know that they've pushed and pushed and pushed and people can get behind the word inclusivity and acceptance and love is love and accept everyone. But they've pushed so far now. And most people cannot get behind little boys using the little girl's restroom. Like we've allowed it, we've allowed it, we've allowed it. And now we're going to explode. We are at that point.
Yeah.
And
take it. And then you can't take it anymore.
So it's crazy to me that they wanted so much and they've pushed for so much and they got, but they still couldn't stop. And now they are going to create their own anti-movement against themselves because they pushed completely normal, loving, Christian, accepting, whatever, do what you do, just leave me out of it. You've pushed those people even too far.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see the biggest pushback that they've ever seen.
Yeah. And I think the churches, I mean, I'm a Christian. I think the churches have to do a better job of standing up, and saying, absolutely not. Here's where we draw the line. It's up to the churches to teach the young people, hey, here's what you need to do. Here's how you defend your faith, you know, because they're loud. They're very loud and proud. But what are we? Are we quiet? Why are we so quiet? Oh, kindness. I just needed love. No, Jesus came in and put the tables. That's where we're at. Okay.
That's right. It's time to turn over some tables, people. Turn the water into wine and give me a table. Yep. I agree. I totally agree. That's so funny. And this goes back to like getting that, those, you know, sweet little Christian women on my Instagram saying, don't forget to show the love of Jesus. And I'm like, nope. We're done with that. I will show the love of Jesus to anyone that wants to stand next to me in war. I will show them the love of Jesus. Anyone coming after my kids, you don't get the love of Jesus. You get the wrath of Jesus.
Oh yeah, exactly. Exactly. This whole like kindness. No, we're over that. Okay. You can be to love someone. Like I said in my, I don't know if it got out there, but in my speech at the school board meeting, I said, we wouldn't affirm a girl's, you know, anorexia by giving her liposuction. We wouldn't affirm her mental disorder, her body dysmorphia by saying, oh yeah, yeah, you look really good thin, like a skeleton. Let's go get you, you know, gastric bypass surgery to make your stomach even smaller.
Yeah. Here's a bowl you can throw up in here.
Yeah. Why are we doing this for these young kids and saying, yeah, go ahead and change your sex, change your gender.
Yeah.
No, what we're going to see is really messed up kids in about 5 years from now, maybe even sooner.
Those are such valid points. Gosh, can you send me that? Send me that part of your speech if you have it, because that needs to go viral, because that's so true. I said the same thing about, there's a school here in Arizona. They're letting a little boy use the girls' restrooms. And of course, the fight is, oh, this poor little boy, he just wants to be included. And I said, gender dysmorphia is a mental disorder. That is not unkind. That is the truth. Mm-hmm. If it's a mental disorder, why wouldn't the school then, if they get a child that has OCD and says, I need the lights to go on and off every day at 3 o'clock, 5 times, the school is not going to coddle to that. No. So why would they coddle to this?
If
you have a kid that has schizophrenia and he needs cameras to be installed every 2 feet in the school, starting now, it's going to cost $2 million. The school is not going to do it. They're not going to coddle to that mental disorder. Wow. So why are they so concerned with coddling to this mental disorder?
You're exactly right. Wow. That's
the same point. Yeah. I mean, it's just insane that we are in a society where people would rather not hurt one person's feelings at the sake of hundreds and hundreds of other little children.
Yeah. Yeah. You're exactly right. Like if my daughter had an eating disorder to where she would throw up after every meal and then take laxatives and do all that. But yet I was just saying, oh, she just loves being thin. She just loves, you know, she just gets, it just makes her happy. It just makes her happy to vomit after she eats dinner. And I'm just going to let her be who she is. Like how insane is that?
That is, when you put it that way, it's almost like, oh my gosh, how can someone not understand that? And not even that, just to take it to the extreme. Let's say you're the really bad liberal parent in this that says, you know, hey, honey, are you sure you want to eat that cookie? Because you might gain a pound and you look so good thin. I would rather you be thin because that's what they're doing. Oh, are you sure you want to play with Barbies? Maybe you're a girl. Have you thought about maybe that you were accidentally born in the wrong body? The parents are doing this to their own children. Could you imagine being a mom that makes her child anorexic by telling her, hey, you're not perfect the way God made you. God wanted you to be a little skinnier.
Yeah, I would go and get my daughter help. I wouldn't say, oh yeah, let's take you to the plastic surgery's office so we can, you know, get liposuction done on your thighs because you think you're fat, when in reality, you're too thin to the point where you could die. You know, that's the insanity of it. I'm just like, whatever.
And you know what's crazy is that, Carrie, if you did that, dude, the media would be all over you and you'd be arrested and your daughter would be taken from you. CPS would come and take away your child. If that were the case, but the same thing is actually happening in America with these gender changes and these hormone blockers, and not a single thing is being done to protect these kids from their own parents. Not that I'm a big advocate of the government stepping in to protect, you know, kids from their own parents, but these parents need to get locked up or punished for doing this to their children.
Yeah. I mean, and what's going to happen? Like we just saw that Navy SEAL is detransitioning, whatever that means, but going back to being a man. Oh, okay. What do they have to say about that?
Yeah.
Nothing. Crickets.
Nothing.
No media. The media is not talking about that. They're not seeing how harmful this is. Irreversible. I mean, if kids take hormones at, you know, 9, 10 years old, I mean, this is damaging to them. That is irreversible, and they're going to suffer forever.
It's one thing for a Navy SEAL at whatever age he decided to transition to change his mind. Then guess he's only responsible for himself. He only has himself to blame. Yeah. But when these little kids do it, and their counselors and their teachers and their parents advocate, they're going to have so much anger that they can't figure out who to blame for what was done to them, because they are kids and it is being done to them.
Yeah. I was a tomboy when I was younger, believe it or not. I played every sport. I was a total tomboy, like didn't come out of my shell until probably high school. Imagine if I had a parent that was like, oh yeah, yeah, you can go and change your gender and it's okay. I know you like sports. You don't like Barbie dolls. And totally just, you know, I mean, we're letting kids make decisions at 9, 8, 9, 10 years old. Mm-mm. I mean, it's insane. So thank God that I wasn't, you know, a little kid now. What the kids are dealing with now, I mean, I'm so thankful that I grew up when I did, because we didn't have phones, which I think phones is a big problem, huge problem for our youth. And social media telling them, oh yeah, be what you want. You know, oh yeah, trans this. It's being shoved down their throats that they can't escape. Yeah. So, and think about this. This is another thing. It's if they become trans, oh, they get on the cover of every magazine.
That's right.
They get promoted. They get attention. Look at Dylan Mulvaney.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I hate that guy.
That guy is a joke.
If I have this great idea, I want to implement it. Okay. You've got pride parades where they basically have a whole parade worshiping their sexuality. I want to do the first ever God parade. The whole parade is about God, the true king. We're worshiping the real thing that should be worshiped, which is God.
Let's do it. That's what it's going to
be. And you know what? Let's pick a city in which the biggest pride parade was ever done, because then they can't tell us that we can't have a permit to do it because they did it for the LGBTQ community. So they could not reject our permit to do it without a discrimination lawsuit.
I love it. Let's do it. And I call on every pastor, every preacher in America to show up. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tell their congregation to show up and be bold and courageous, just like Jesus would want us to do. Stand up for what's right. Take our country back and bring God back into the conversation. Ever since God was kicked out, look at what's happened. It's time to invite him back.
Yep. And time to throw him the biggest parade the world has ever seen.
Let's do it.
Okay. My goodness, you are the easiest guest in the world. I feel like we're just chit-chatting, like old besties.
My daughter said she's the internet version of you, Mom.
Oh, yay. My gosh, how cute. It's so funny because I'm the Patriot Barbie, but I'm like, you look more like actual Barbie. So
I wore my pink for you today.
I know. I love it. Okay, so do you have a cheers prepared? Cheers to?
Taking our country back one mama bear at a time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, Carrie, thank you so much for being my guest today. Thank you for being so strong and such a loud voice. I am right there with you. I champion you. And when you're ready to start your movement, count me in.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. There's really not very many of us.
I know. That's why we have to continue to be emboldened. We have to be the loudest for those who are still being so quiet.
I know. And courage is contagious. I feel like, you know, they get inspired by you and me, and they're like, wow, if you can do it, I can do it. And that's kind of what we want, you know, because we can't do it alone.
No.
So.
Nope. Let's hope this episode empowers them.
Thanks for tuning in to the Patriot Barbie podcast. Follow me on Truth Social at the Patriot Barbie and Instagram at the.patriot.barbie. Subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with your friends. You can find this show, my book Targeted, and my apparel line on www.patriotbarbie.com. God bless America, and God bless you.
And new tonight, a Salem salon plans on defying the governor's coronavirus orders by reopening for business.
If I didn't comply and shut my doors, they would then issue me a $70,000 citation. And if you can possibly believe this, Child Protective Services showed up at my home.
She was one of the first business owners to take a stand.
Everyone's job is essential, not because of what we do or how we do it, but because it's the way we make our living.
She's way out of her league, and it's time that someone told her that. Lindsey Graham, you're not out of yours.
Lindsey, also, you've got the nickname now online as the Patriot Barbie.
Yes, I'm doing this for me and my family, but I am doing it for you now, too.
God has just opened doors for me in the political circle.
When you know your identity in Christ and you know that you're right, you know that your convictions are right, it's a strength that I believe can only be God-given.
It's Dylan's KC Barbecue at four Valley locations. Our sports bar in Arrowhead is packed with TVs for the ultimate sports fan. Our Wildlife World Zoo location will have you on the edge of your seat, dining right next to our 60,000-gallon shark tank. Dylan's Bayou at Pleasant Harbor has never-ending sunsets, beautiful people, and live music every weekend. And our newest location, Western Trails Ranch, is 12 acres of rodeo fun and live outdoor concerts for the entire family. It's Dylan's KC Barbecue, where we're elite, unique, and memorable.